Syracuse's city council is finally set to vote on a new comprehensive plan. The 2040 vision document is what all future land use and planning decisions will be based on. It sat on the council's agenda for about a year as lawmakers worked with the city planning department to add 10 more sections. City councilors wanted parks, water and sewer, infrastructure and energy use, among other issues, incorporated into the plan. Andrew Maxwell, the head of the planning department for Syracuse and the county, says once the plan is enacted, that's when the real work will start.
You know, the comprehensive plan, even if passed on Monday, is not complete. It's not considered complete. It's something that we're always going to add to. We're always going to be considering how to improve it, how to make it better. They had several things that they wanted to make sure were under consideration going forward.
There will be one final public hearing on the comprehensive plan before Monday's Common Council session. Then it will be voted on. Councillor Jean Kessner says she thinks they came to a good agreement.